Morning, everybody, Sai, and welcome to another week of Limud Biyun, Daf HaShavua. Today we focus on one of the core sugyas in Hilchos, Hilchos that govern the relationships between Av and Abbas. I seem to be saying this often in the last few weeks because each of these sugyas are taka important as core sugyas, but therefore we're going to be misaneg in today in the sugya of the geder, of under what lamdisha construct and circumstances is the av zachai b'kedishai bitai. We start with the Mishnah and daf membav, where the Mishnah tells you av zachai b'bitai b'kedusheha. The Kesef Shtar Ubiya, says Rashi, Havzakai Bibitoi, Katnus Ubinairis. Rashi, of course, tells you the important central issue that the Shchia of the Av is only in a certain time. Once it comes into Bagrus, it has a different halacha. And the Gemara tells you that Bekatnusa, the following things are Zachoi to the father, says Rashi. Kesev Kedushe Shalah. That is, L'chaira, right in the surface, a dual halacha. First is that the father has the right, we have to decide under what halacha, to be Mekabel the Kedushin. And then Rashi adds, the second issue here is that the father has the right to keep it. Ubishtar, Shem Kibol Shtar, Erisin Olea, Hare Zu Mikudeshes. Father has the right to be Makabal the Shtar Erisin. And the same way, Bibiya Rishoy Lemoisra Labiya Lashem Kedushin, she has a right to be Moisra for Labiya to be defined forthwith. So the Gemara explains that there are, as we said, two dinim nichlal in the schuye ha'av. One is that the father is allowed midin toira to be mekabel the kedushin, and the second is that legabe kedushe kesef, the father is zeicha in kesef kedushin, and the Gemara needs to know where this comes from. And the Gemara is ma'ir chanam rebeis. The Gemara says, "Bekesef minolan," and the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk, "V'yatzachinam ein kasef yesh kesef adin echad umanoy avia." This Gemara, of course, is repeated also in the beginning of Masechtis Kedushin. So the Gemara wants to know who says the kesef goes to him. Maybe it goes to her. Emunida, it has to be makabel kedusha. There's people such as that. Ishaklakaspa, Gemara names for a pshitas that it is not. Excuse me 1 second. I see there's a little bit an issue here with the camera. The Gemara names for a pshitas that there's no way that he can be makabel the kedushin and the kesef should go to the bus. Why not? In Parish and Spatz, until now, we found a certain bifurcation. But the Gemara held this limud is ironclad that whoever is Makabal the Kesef gets the Kesef. The Gemara then goes on for an extended chocolataria, which I'm sure the island was nano in, even though you had a short week. So the Rishonim need a Makar, and they bring the Yerushalmi that in this mission, inherent in the halacha of the av being mekabel the get, the kedushin is another chiddush. What is that? Interesting, Yerushalmi, that the father can say, "Whoever wishes to be mekadesh my bas b'shtar abia has to pay me off." Wow, where does that come from? And the father is zeich with the money. So before we see this Rishami, let's start with the Rashi. Rashi never maskal ubishtar that we saw says clearly that the father has the ability to be mekabel the shtar atzmai, and bia means mesira labia, meaning even if the daughter is not fully on board and her kavana is just l'shem's nus, doesn't matter, the father's kavana is governs, and the father can be kaveya that the bia that he is being meiser her for is l'shem kedusha. The Rishonim, the Rashba, and other Rishonim bring a Yerushalmi that have a different shot in the Mishnah, that the father is zakai with the mamain that comes through kedushin, which means not only does he have the ability to be makabel to kedushin, not only does once the kedushin is effectuated through cash, does the cash belong to him? No, he has another super right. And that super right is that even if the kedushin is effectuated by shtar or bia, the father has a right to demand a payment for this. This Yerushalmi is not a hidden Yerushalmi. It's brought in Tyson's kedushin of Gimel and Beis and Devar Maskel Ha'av, and many people, much ink has been spilt on this. Says the Yerushalmi brought in Taisa's Kedushin that it turns out that there are actually multiple ways to understand the schus of the father in Kedushin. Rashi learns clearly that the father is only zeicha for the ability to be zeicha to be ayat, sort of like a shliach al Kabbalah. The Rashba and the Taisa's, and we'll see the Yerushalmi in a second inside, in Rashi and Taisus, learn, they bring this Yerushalmi, that it is a monetary right that the father can exercise a right for a cash payment in order to direct where his daughter's kedushin goes. Let's first see the Yerushalmi in the Rishonim, in the Rashba. If you can scroll down. Sorry, I should have given you, I don't have the page numbers in front of me. Should be somewhere in the 40s, I think. There you go. Very good. Slow down. Here's the Mishnah we just learned. There's the Rashis that we just focused on. And now let's see the Yerushalmi Muva Biravenu Harajba Divya Maskal Bechesef Shetazoi. Yerushalmi. The Rajba goes straight to the Yerushalmi. Nicha is Lashni Yerushalmi Bechesef. Shtarabiya Bai. Where's their cash in Shtarabiya? Tipoter, says the Yerushalmi. Answer this. The young man says, when I get your daughter, I am giving you a cash payment. That's all we have from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. This is what the Rashba brings as a beer in the sugya. Comes along Rabbeinu Barbeh in a important but difficult piece of Berakha Shmuel, the beginning of Kedushin, and he explains that the pshat nis Yerushalmi, it's muchach from this Yerushalmi, that the schus of the Av in his bitoy is not a raw shliach l'kabbalah, which he can be mekabel to Kedushin even if she's not interested. That's not the case, because if that was the case, where does the money change hands here? Where does the father have a right to ask for money as part of the transaction? That can't be the issue. So what's the pshat? Says the says the Rabark Bear, it must be that the father is Zeicha to be Bailim on the Kedushin. He's the commissioner of Kedushin. And therefore, really, he is the Mekadesh. Hard to believe, but that's the case. He is the person effectuating the Kedushin. He's being Mekadesh Ba'atzmai. And Fashteitzach, if that's the case, he's Zeicha in the Schar that is given in this transaction of the Kedushin. Line 6, V'arbir B'zehu. This is sourced to Rabbeinu. Hagrach Zatzal. Shamati b'pi Meir v'Rebbi Zechusa Yagin Aleinu. One of the most, it becomes heretical, but one of the most gripping things we were taught as a Shira Bachram is to look at the incredible Yiras HaKavod of Talmud to the Rav that Rav Baruch Bear held Rav Chaim in. This was not stam a Talmud relationship. This is a relationship that Rav Baruch Bear would tremble when Rav Chaim, not when Rav Chaim was in the room, it's Pashut. He would tremble when he would say something over from the Rebbe. So Taisin Bar Metzia says, Lini Payel. The Bayisham, the Gemara has a shayla, if Payel, Mishalayu Eichel, Mishal Shemayim Eichel. The Torah was mezakeh him to eat while he's working in the field, and the shayla is, whose food is he eating? Pirish. Im naim adu shalai, davakamai taisis shirasai, aylai. That Torah, not na layla, Payel, rak heter achila. Belay sheyeh shalai. Excuse me one second, I have turned the page. So the yisoid of a payel, says Taisvis, the third not a little payel rak heter chile sheilu nafkamina imam etnu leishti ubanai. Is he allowed to redirect it to someone else? And the Gemara goes through a analysis. Well, I'm going to skip a few lines. Rabbeinu the chazina mihacha. The filuman the mishlei shmaya weis mekamak imaychal leachil vekaitzes dam eschayv leidamim. It's an actual monetary obligation between the two parties. What's the dimyan here? Skip down. After the analysis of the sugi, which you'll have to look at yourself, he says, Nirlefiniz Dait Lefarsh Bezed Divya Roshalmi. This Yisoid in the Hilchai Zechia is the Pshat Nirushalmi, Imloi Haya Av Zecha. Haguf leKedushin, I guess that's a base. No, Zeicha Haguf leKedushin. No, it's properly written. If the father would not have been the person who's actually in charge of the Kedushin, so to speak, but it was just a din shlichas that he's mekabel the kesef midin shlichas midin yad. But karchot dida sheyachol yesh leyachol siyas a Kedushin. If that would be the case, he only has a right to do it bal karchot, but otherwise it's a turuk and a din shlichas. If that would be the case, it would be analytically similar to a shliach l'kabbalah. Why would he get the money? In other words, if there would be a third party payment for bia or shtar, not the kesef itself, that's always the case. That's always the shpar. Why should he get it? He has a right, a schus somehow, to get paid for the shtar. Shtar ba'amak al-karchach sh'mino mas'nisan, says the Baruch Ber, that the pshat in this Mishnah, Alibi Yerushalmi, is the av zakai bibitai du atzmai ha-mekadesh. Here's the word. The father is the mekadesh. The zaycha begufa likidushin. He has a schus on his daughter's body. But Kedushin, Koch Yochel, this guy's Mashmesis Chalakach, Abi Avadi gets the money. He's the owner. He's the czar of this entire operation. And he can also make it tonight. Lashel Chash, Chamakashi, Lankamashu, Yatsmi, Chalikas Char, Al Yayim, Yisha is allowed to do it. So the Yisha is allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it too because he controls the Isha's future here as one of the mishpatei of the schusim of the father. Al pi the pasuk is biti nosati. Kuntai sazoi. We have two mahalchim here. Rashi learns that the schus of the father is only to be makadish. The Rajba and the Taisis, B'shem Yerushalmi, learned that it's a schus that the father has and he gets the money. Explains Rav Baruch Ber, B'shem Rav Chaim, that the fact that he can actually ask for this money is a raya that he is the Mekadesh. So we have two Mahalchim in the Yisoid of Schus Av Bita. According to Yerushalmi, Schus is he's a commissioner of Kedushin. And he has a schus to be a Bailam on the Guf of the Kedushin. According to Rashi, the Av does not have Bailas in the Kedushin. He is zeichet to be a Shliach of Kedushin b'shvilah, afilu bal karcha. But it turns out that this could be l'chayra a further machlekes in Rabbi Sein Roshayna. The Gemara there, Daf Gimel, says that the father, in the course of the extended limudim, which are paralleled here in the sugya, the Gemara says that the father is zeichet b'kesef kedushin bita. One of the rayas is since he can makadosh her through Kabbalah's kesef kedushin. Same thing in our sugya. Says the Ritva, if that's the case, since the Baal is Baal Davar al Kedushe Bitoi, and that's why it's considered to be his mamain, therefore he can be Zeichim, the Kesef given Abur Kedusheha, because he is the Baalim on the Chavetz HaNimchar, because Vada he's Zeichim, the Kesef Mechira. Basically, the Ritva is telling you, Pshat Nirashalmi, Aliba the Havanas of Chaim, and that l'chayre is the kavana of a rabbi, Harajba. The Rajba cites the Rishalmi. It doesn't tell you alam d'shpshat, leaves it to you to figure out what the Rajba is citing the Rishalmi for. But the Ritva tells you. Let's see the Ritva side. Pirish, given the zachsalei tayre shereshay lekachaba karcha, v'shaloi medaita, iyu chashva makneh, he is considered to be the kind of the gansazach. O Baldavar, O Kimemoina, he is the boss. He is the Zeicha. Kim, you have Makle, Sagale, Avakaspi, of Aditzers. The Ishach Lakaspa, says the Ritva, Ishiv Baldavar, Benyach Lashiach, Ech Efshal Lakach Balkarcha. How would he be able to effectuate this Balkarcha if you can tell her that she is really a full partner here? Tertia, she's not a full partner. He is who controls the entire action. Ritva says the Vart without mentioning this Yerushalmi. It strikingly is on the same Baalach of the Yerushalmi, but for whatever reason, in Kedushin, the Ritva does not bring the Yerushalmi to Rishayim in Subistu. Rashi, Lishitasai, Lechaira is Chaylik. Rashi there says that it's not Mestaver as the Torah was Mizaka, the money al chinam to the father, the Kabbalah's Kedushin. If you scroll, you can see the Rashi and Daf Gimel in Kedushin. Al Karchach, it must be that this is one of the rights of the father. But not the Pshat is that he is, in fact, the owner of the entire process. There you go. Rashi v'ishak l'kaspa bitmiya. Rashi learns that the Gemara's limud is a logical limud. There must be some right, and therefore he gets to keep it. But not midin, that Erl's the balabos of the ganze Esik, and she's just a hechatimsa for him to effectuate his balabatishkeit. Nein, das is shitas harajba, al piri rushalmi, shitas haritva, not shitas rashi, we have clearly two mahalchim nechreinim. Why didn't Rashi want to learn like the ritva? Because Rashi, most often doesn't cite Rishalmis anyway. The amount of time Rashi cites Rishalmis in Shas can be counted very sparingly. So the fact that Rashi doesn't cite the Rishalmi in Shkaraya, but Rashi obviously didn't hold like the Rishalmi. Rashi felt that the Rishalmi and Bavli are not on the same track here. And therefore, it's not a din as if the Av controls the entire action. Rashi learns more limited. It's a schus of the father to be a shliach, to be makabel to kedushin, but it's a shliach with a twist. He's makabel to kedushin, but he gets to keep it. A specific halacha of a super shlichus. In most cases, the shlich doesn't get to keep the proceeds of the shlichus here. For whatever reason, the Torah says, ich mazak zayn detata mit the shlichus. Therefore, we have two mahalchim in the Rishonim on how to learn the sugya. Rashi learns to din of the schus of the father. He is the shliach of Kabbalah, but he's the super shliach. Based on this, Yushlakal Kasper must be the guest to keep it. He can direct it, he keeps it. But not pshat that he owns the entire transaction. He owns the bus. And Yerushalmi learned, on Pi Havanasa Rajba, as explicated by Reb Chaim, brought in the Baruch Bear, there the balabas of the Gansi Kedushin is the balabas of the entire action and transaction. So for Shteitzach, the money is his. You don't need a special limud to tell you the money is his. He's the boss. Anybody who comes into his province is subject to his rules. They're going to bring various napkinminis. Try to tell you a few. Because it's hard to go through all of them. Just give you the Mar Mekaymus and I will concede it themselves. Rav Kaveh asks Akasha based on the Tosfos in Yerei Maskol Memoina. So Tosfos asks Akasha, let's learn that the Afkin Mekadosh Abita from the fact that it can be made for Nedarim. The Rav Elie Baruch Yotzi yourself, he says this is Shitasa between Rashi and the other Rishonim. So Gemara says, Rashi Tosfos says, Misura Misura. And therefore, we know that the Zeich and the Kesef Kedushin. So Taisa says, it's not a Sura Misura, because the Sura, the Isba Mamayna, Le Alfinam, a Sura, the Lesba Mamayna. The Dharm is a pure Isur. And Kedushin is a Isura, the Isba Mamayna. As from Kivager, let's learn that the father of Makabal Kedusha and Shnarabia, which is a Sura, the Lesba Mamayna, Shnarabia has no mum attached to it. And therefore, we can learn Kesef from there. There you have a beautiful mixture, both. It's Isura, Shtar, and the Bienem, and Mayna from the Kesh. Are they affected through Kvega? Zakhtar Shlomo Hyman, that Tosfos understood Nishvi Rashi. Tosfos understood, as Baruch Ber explains, Tosfos Shitasle, a tricky thing, because we all know that the Tosfos were independent actors, but Favos Nisht, that Tosfos holds, as it does in the other Tosfos in Kedushin, like Rav Baruch Ber's Havana, that the father is the Bialim and the good for the Kedushin, not Bidin Shlichas Yad. And therefore, he holds that even Kedushin Shtar is Nechtav Lakisur, this be Mamayna. Why? Because the Etzem Schus of the father, the Mekadosh Abita, is Nechshav, because the Schus is be Mamayna. Because he owns the entire action, is Kavegas Kasha Kashali. Come now, Leif Dav Zev Kesher Bid, Dav Sur Greda, by the Finning Gush, and Kav Gush, that's Kavegas Kasha. Shlomo says, no, it's not Sur Greda, because every Kedushin is a Pi Yerushalmi, and a Pi Taisvis, and a Sur Adispe Mamoina, because the father is the czar of the action, that's what we're calling it, and therefore, not only does he have the ability to effectuate a Mesir Labia and a Kabbalah Sashtar, even gets to ask for cash for it. Gets to ask for cash for it, according to the Yerushalmi. Obviously, it is a pure, not a pure Isser, it is an Isser and Mamon. Sidur of Shlema, just give you the Mar Makim. We don't have time to go through the entire paragraph here, but that's the Vart that he says to Fanfer. Rab Kivegas Kasha, he keys it off his Rebbe, customary Rebbe, his Rebbe Baruch Ber. Shlomo was Talmud of Baruch Ber with Talmud of Chaim, and he quotes the Reb Baruch Ber in the Sefer, was printed right at the time of when the Shiur was said. That, as you can see, the exact Sibman, assume you heard it from him in Kamenitz, that. Yerushalmi is telling you not to just mutter mekabel kesef. Yerushalmi is telling you And he says this is one of the rights that the father gave to the Torah gave to the father to be in control of the entire action, and therefore this emphasis of kaveg is kasha because it's not a sur mimaina, it's a sur de isbay mimaina. Second nafkamina would be a legabi machleks rishonim. How do you know that the father can be meiser b'itay l'chupa? So Rashi and Daf Mem Zayin says it's learned from the pasuk that we all know is b'itay nasati l'shezet. Nasati includes chupa. The Rashi and other rishonim learned that it's a svara. How is it possible that the father should have schus and kesef kedushin and not have the right to be meiser l'chupa? Impossible, a logical impossibility. The Baal is given to Kesef only almanas pashut and umdana almanas that he wants a full fledged chuppah v'kedushin al pi Torah. Says the Sefer Shiurei Yuna Talmud. So this is a vayta going l'shitasam. The Rashba holds that the father is zakai in the kesef because he's the bialim of the kedushin, as Reb Chaim explained, Baruch Bar explained, and therefore it's a full fledged monetary right like a kesef of mechira. You sell an object that belongs to you, the money belongs to you. Reb Chaim the chefetz. Reuven sells Shimon his jacket. Reuven's ownership interest and the jacket is transferred to Shimon, and Shimon's cash is transferred to Reuven. Reuven owns the cash. So too here. According to the Rashba, according to the Rishalmi, the father owns the right to the cash. Rashi lishitasai, that the father is not the Baal Mekedushin, he's only a super shliach. The Torah gave him the schus in the case of Kedushin, even though normally a shliach of Kabbalah doesn't have the schus, and therefore there's no hechroch that he can be meiser's bita l'chupa. Therefore, you have to have a specific limud for that. We close in another nafkamina al pi this chakira. There's a machleks in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Hei, machleks in the Rishonim. This is brought by Shem Rabbeinu Baruch Finkel. You can go a little further. No, it's next week already. Let me read it. Right. Rashi holds that a father can be Kaddish as Bitoi. That, according to the Gemara in Kedushin, is Ishisbal Korcha. Because the father does not have to get the acquiescence of the young lady. Taisus and the Ritva, Achelik and Rashi, and they say this is not called Ishba Karcha. Why? What do you mean? She didn't ask. She didn't want. Says Taisus and the Ritva, of course she didn't want. Doesn't matter. The father wanted. The whole action as commissioner of this issue is the father's rotzayim. Since we have the father's rotzayim, it's not considered Baal Karcha because the father wanted it. If the father wanted it, that is sufficient to be mechayev the action, not even the bas. The bas is the part of him. So the ayerach gufay of the father. And once the father wants, it's not considered to be Baal Karcha. Heilacha, Maslaikis, Harishaino, Mashitas, Rabbeinu Rashi learns that Shatan with this super zhus, making him the commissioner. Nay, Sarah gave him the right to be Makabal, the Kedushin, and keep it. That's all. It's limited to that. I'm calling it a super shlichus. Aber Rabbi Seinu, Abali Taisvis, and the Ritva, and his Rebbe, the Rajba, analyzing this cryptic but powerful Yerushalmi, learned, Aliud Abar Ber, Aliud Ab Chaim Briska, Atos de Prat is the Tata Verta Bailma, commissioner of the Gansa Indian, and therefore he is able to effectuate the Kedushin. A beautiful Ishitasa. Rashi learns that the Baal is only a Bailam on the Gufa Kedushin. And therefore, it must be that it's called the Yishas Baal Karcha. The Taisis and the Ritva learn what Baal Karcha? Father's the boss. The father's the owner. The father's the commissioner and owner and everything else. And therefore, if he acquiesces, this is what he wants to do for Shteitzach. That is not considered to be Baal Karcha. Three beautiful Ishitasais in the raid of the sugya by the Achrayim, keyed off the Baruch Ber of Chaim's Havana in this very chashuv Yerushalmi. Adkan this week's Chabura. I want to thank my friend Jeff Shapiro for enabling this on a summer Sunday morning. We'll see you back next week as we continue marching through Ksubis. Everybody have a good and restful week.
Okay.